Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me right now is Michael Zara, CEO at Drone Delivery Canada. Michael, good to meet you. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Michael, lots to get into today. Before that, give us a quick intro into the company.
Sure. So we are a Canadian company, publicly traded on the TSXV and the OTCQX as well. And we are a drone logistics company. But we don't just sell the drone hardware. It's sold as a managed service. And our focus is on delivery cargo with a variety of different formats and sizes with our different drones in our fleet. So we're fully operational, fully commercialized, and generating revenue. So it's been a very exciting few years and a great success story so far.
So back in February, the group was named to the OTCQX Best 50, which is a ranking of the top performing companies traded on the OTCQX in 2020. Alongside this, we did see a run up in the share price. What do you think was causing investors to pay more attention at that time?
I think a few things. I mean, certainly the pandemic, as much as it's obviously something that we all wish globally didn't happen, it raised the profile of the industry overall, and it raised the profile of Drone Delivery Canada as well, because there's been a number of use cases, mostly healthcare related, of course, specific to drone delivery and specific to the pandemic. And we ended up working on a few projects. So I think there were overall, there was a heightened awareness of the drone industry. And then second of all, I think there was a lot of movement in tech in general, I would say.
Very good. So now, prior to this, you did mention that you're fully commercialized. Can you talk more about that plan? What was your go-to-market plan here?
So I started with a company in 2018, and really my mandate was to take it from a small startup to, as I mentioned, fully commercialized and fully operational. So we did that over the last little while, and we signed an agreement with Air Canada. They're acting as a global reseller partner of our solution. We developed the technology, we signed the number of customers, and we implemented those. And then very early in 2020, we started to generate revenue. So it's been a very exciting journey, fully commercialized, as I mentioned, and currently operating with our Sparrow drone, which is our smallest electric, and then our Robin and Condor, as we wrap up testing, will be commercialized later this year.
So who are some of your customers here?
So I guess starting with use cases in general, they're very broad. Typically, they are where access is difficult, and it could be an indigenous community, it could be a non-indigenous community, it could be oil and gas or mining project, which tends to be remote, where access is challenging and time is money or you know, time could be lives. So access is difficult is the first one, and then the time critical deliveries would be the second one. So maybe you can get there through traditional means, but if you can get there with a drone, again, could be saving lives or saving money. And then during the pandemic, there's a third use case, which is limiting person-to-person contact, but still keeping the supply chain open. So with those three use cases, it's very, very broad. We can address indigenous communities, we can address last mile courier deliveries, which is a major pain point. We can also manage healthcare projects, which resonate with all three of those use cases I mentioned, and then mining and oil and gas and these sort of things. So the applications are very, very, very broad. We've got a couple of First Nations projects running that were pandemic specific, and then some other commercial agreements that we signed that were not related to the pandemic, but moving cargo.
In terms of challenges, do you ever run into some difficulties in terms of the government kind of trying to regulate drones?
I mean, it certainly is a regulated industry, just like many others, like healthcare or pharmaceuticals. But we work very, very collaboratively with Transport Canada, who's the regulator in Canada, and with the FAA, and then also with regulators around the world, whether it's Africa or India or Europe. So we do have a collaborative relationship with regulators globally, but we also welcome those regulations because the last thing I think anybody in our industry wants is a really, you know, you could call it, you know, cowboy airspace where there are no rules and everybody's kind of doing their own thing. We certainly wouldn't want that. But I mean, there are some restrictions on what we can do, but we work within those restrictions. And the good thing is the regulators globally genuinely want to move the industry forward, and they are. So we are definitely seeing progress at a reasonable pace. given their mandate of safety. And as those regulations relax, it opens up, exponentially opens up new use cases for us. So it is regulated, but it's exciting what the future will bring.
And in terms of geographies, are you focusing mostly on Canada at the moment?
So we are a Canadian company located just outside of Toronto. So our primary focus is in Canada. But last year we announced that we had started the process to enter the United States. So that's underway. We have flown in the US a long time ago, actually. So we do have some experience there with the FAA. And then we also signed letters of intent with partners in Africa and India as well. So we are slowly expanding outside of the geography of Canada. But initially, it's our primary focus for now.
Well, looking forward to following the story here and seeing how you grow. Michael, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.